for the prayer by our chaplain, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
From the sixth chapter of Galatians we hear, "So let us not grow weary in doing what is right, for we will reap at harvest time if we do not give up." Gracious God, it has been a long session with days whisking by, and the work is increasing. And now, in this final week, we have much to accomplish. So give us the strength to persist in spite of life's obstacles and do what is needful and right. So walk with us these days, and let us look and find areas to celebrate with one another. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Keaveney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Pergeson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from the 7th. The quorum is present. The Senate is in session. Secretary, read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular sessions.
Senator from 23rd.
Mr. President, I move further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances, resolutions, concurrent resolutions. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Photographers from the Missouri News Horizon and KRCG-TV have been given permission to take pictures in the Senate chamber today. Mr. President, would you recognize the senator from Cole on a privilege motion?
The senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate refuse to concur with the House committee substitute for Senate Bill number 250 as amended and requests the House recede from its position or, failing to do so, grant the Senate a conference thereon.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator wish to be heard? Senator from Cape Girardeau.
The senator from Cole.
Does the senator from Cole yield?
Yes, sir.
He yields. You may inquire.
Thank you for yielding, Senator. Forgive me for my memory lapse. What exactly is 250, and what are the issues you're hoping to work out in conference?
Sure. 250 was we took it up about a month ago. It was gave the probation and parole officers the ability to require sex offenders to complete training before they were eligible for parole. Passed out of here, I think 33 or 34 to nothing.
Sure.
Pretty clean when it got. Oh, and Senator Callahan, our senator from the 11th, also had a piece on there that was a concern in his area. And when it got to the House, to be honest with you, Senator, it came over last night with something about this thick.
Okay.
And I am just now going through that, and I'd like to have a chance to review that and at a high level overview. It has to deal with the rating of sex offenders, and it's something I wanted to review and work in conference.
Fair enough. Thank you very much, Senator.
Does any other senator wish to be heard? Seeing none, Senator from Cole is recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from Cole renews his motion on conference, going to conference. As many as are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The motion is agreed to. Senator from 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you ask the Secretary of the Senate if there are messages from the House, and if there are, would you please have those read?
Affirmative. Read the messages from the House.
Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the Speaker has appointed the following conference committee to act with a like committee from the Senate on House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 220 as amended. Representatives Deal, Elmer, Corman, Kelly of the 24th, and Carlson. Also, the Speaker has appointed the following conference committee to act with a like committee from the Senate on House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 59 as amended. Representatives Deal, Cox, Jones of the 117th, McManus, and Kelly of the 24th. Also, the Speaker has appointed the following conference committee to act with the like committee from the Senate on House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 322 as amended. Representatives Sylvie, Stream, Flanagan, Kelly of the 24th, and Carter. Also, the Speaker has appointed the following conference committee to act with a like committee from the Senate on House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 61 as amended. Representatives Deal, Cox, Richardson, Nasheed, and Hubbard. Also, the Speaker has appointed the following conference committee to act with a like committee from the Senate on House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 226 as amended. Representatives France, Bernsketter, Huff, Sifton, and Shoup. Also, the Speaker has appointed the following conference committee to act with a like committee from the Senate on House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 145 as amended. Representatives Gatchenberger, Schneider, Deal, Hummel, and McManus. Also, the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 270, an act relating to elections, with House Amendments 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. Also, the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 284, an act relating to pharmacy, with House Amendments 1, Emergency Clause adopted, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
For what purpose, Senator from the 10th, seek record?
Mr. President, may I inquire of the Senator from the 9th?
Does the Senator from the 9th yield?
Yes, I do.
Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. You know, we are very, very late in session the last week, and we can no longer introduce special guests. I'm not sure if you're aware of that.
Yes, I am aware.
But you and I have a special guest here in the chamber today that I think a lot of people would like to know about because
I think so as well.
He is the doctor of the day, and his specialty is psychiatry. And we may actually need that this week.
We might actually. I agree.
So I just wanted to let you know that we've got in from St. Luke's in Kansas City today the doctor of the day, Jeremy Bird, and if anybody has any problems, I hope that they go over and present themselves and get your problems fixed because it's going to be a long week.
I agree there, Senator. Thank you. I'm really, you know what, it is a great thing that folks decide, of course, to volunteer their time to come up to the Capitol and to give us some assistance if needed, especially in this long, grueling week, of course, that we're going to have here. So I appreciate the assistance of the doctor of the day as well.
Absolutely. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Senator from 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of second reading of House bills.
Terry? Second reading of House bills. Senator from Stoddard.
Thank you, Mr. President. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 999.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 999, an act relating to sexual offender registration.
Judiciary. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 732.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 732, an act relating to licensure of certain professions.
Financial and governmental organizations. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 504, 505, and 874.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 504, 505, and 874, an act relating to domestic violence.
Judiciary, House Bill 658.
House Bill 658, an act relating to the Meth Lab Elimination Act.
Judiciary, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 707.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 707, an act relating to land tax collection.
Jobs and Economic Development. House Bill 138.
House Bill 138, an act relating to wages for work done on behalf of a school.
Let's hold the conversations down so we can hear the Senator.
General laws.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, would you ask the Secretary of the Senate if there are conference committee appointments to announce?
We have none at this point.
Okay. Would you, Mr. President, would you recognize the senator from Phelps on a privilege motion? I see him talking to the senator from
Senator Polk. From Phelps. You're recognized for a privilege motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate refuse to concur in House Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 29 as amended, and request the House to recede from its position, or failing to do so, grant the Senate a conference thereon.
Heard the motion from the Senator from Phelps. Does any senator wish to speak on that motion? Senator from Cape, what purpose do you seek recognition?
Thank you, Mr. President. To inquire the senator from Phelps.
Senator from Phelps, do you yield?
I do.
Do you yield, Senator? You may proceed.
Thank you for yielding, Senator, and forget my lack of knowledge. What exactly is Senate Bill 29, and what are the issues you're hoping to work out?
Senate Bill 29 was the veterinary legend drug bill that we passed in here early in session.
Okay.
Went over to the House and acquired about 15 amendments, came back with quite a bit of weight, and some of that needs to come out, and that's why I'm asking
okay.
for the conference.
I think a lot of those House Bill 29 were dropped on our Senate bills with House amendments.
Exactly.
And it's got both Senate Bill 29 amendments in here, as well as... Wow, there's 15. So there's 15 House amendments to Senate Bill 29, this thick here at the end. Is there anything of particular, or you just want a chance to read them, and or do you know that
like
there's some things that are problematic?
Honestly, most of them are.
Most of them are problematic?
Yes.
I understand. It's usually what happens here at the end with everything that's there. All right, Senator, I appreciate it. Thanks for the inquiry. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you.
Senator... from Howe was the first one I saw seeking recognition.
Mr. President, could I inquire of you?
Proceed.
Could you ask the Secretary of the Senate if she might have misplaced the request to go to conference from the House for House Bill 116?
Senator, she says she has diligently looked everywhere she could find and not been able to come up with that message at this point.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from the 13th was the next one I saw seeking recognition.
To inquire the Senator from Phelps.
Senator from Phelps, you yield.
I do.
He yields, Senator. You may proceed.
Senator, this is the time when a lot of pieces of legislation that never even received a hearing get tacked on to bills. And I know the senator from Cape went briefly through it with you, but I don't know how you want to handle it as a senator with so many days left. Do you want us to submit which ones we have severe problems with, or are you going to tell us which ones you're going to take off that we should not worry about? I think if we were in the Senate, raising a point of order, some of these would not be fitting on the original intent.
I agree. And my inclinations right now, and if there's a good argument and it actually fits, maybe we can work something out. My inclinations right now are to take it back to the original bill or let it die.
Okay, that's what I want to hear, because I don't want you to do work and come back on a conference committee report and I have a problem with one of them at these last days and a bill eventually dies. That's not my mission to stop it. But this is the time when you don't want to be offending your colleague. But if it's something controversial to me, I'm going to do whatever I can to stop it.
I will probably be helping you kill that bill.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're on the motion to the Senator from Phelps. Any other senator wish to speak on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
The Senator from Phelps moves that Senate Bill 29 and with House amendments be sent to conference. request conference. All in favor of that motion say aye. Opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of House bills on third reading, the informal calendar, House Joint Resolution 2. Senator from Lawrence.
House bills, third read, informal calendar, House Joint Resolution number 2. Senator from Lawrence.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that House Joint Resolution number 2 be brought before the body for third reading and passage.
Heard the motion, Senator from Lawrence. All in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Lawrence.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is a proposed constitutional amendment that will clarify for the people of Missouri what their current constitutional protections are for their right to pray, worship, and be free from government-imposed religious practice. This resolution is not designed to change anyone's constitutional rights. It's not designed to change the outcome of any litigation that would occur under a constitutional challenge to any act in the future. This legislation is designed simply to clarify for the people of Missouri in everyday terms what their constitutional rights are. Our constitutional rights do not have a whole lot of meaning if our people feel afraid to exercise those rights without first getting a legal opinion or without the fear of the cost of defending a lawsuit after they've exercised those religious freedoms. This language is basic, it's straightforward, and again, consistent with what current rights are. With that, Mr. President, I'd move for third reading and passage of H.J.R. 2.
The Senator from Lawrence has moved that House Joint Resolution number 2 be read a third time and finally passed. Does any senator wish to speak on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you recognize the close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I renew my motion.
Senator from Lawrence has moved that House Joint Resolution number 2 be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
House Joint Resolution 2, a joint resolution relating to the right to pray. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Keviny, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer,
aye.
Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from the 23rd votes aye. Senator from the 7th votes aye. Senator from the 9th votes aye. Senator from Cape votes aye. Senator from Clay votes aye. By your vote, 34 ayes, 0 no. The bill here receiving a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, Senate will go to the order of business of House bills for third reading, the formal calendar.
House bills, third read, formal calendar. Senate Bill 412, Senator from Christian.
Mr. President, I move that House bill substitute for House Bill number 412, with the committee substitute, be taken up for third reading and final passage.
Heard the motion, Senator. It's come to order. You've heard the motion, Senator from Christian. All in favor of that motion, say aye. Opposed?
No!
The aye appears to have it. The aye does have it, Senator from Christian.
Mr. President, I now move that Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute 412 be adopted. Mr. President, this bill we have passed out with this exact same language out of this body. It is dealing with legend drugs for clinical trials. We've heard it before. If there are any questions, I'd be glad to answer them. Otherwise, I renew my motion.
Heard the motion of the Senator from Christian. Does any senator wish to speak on that motion? Senator from Andrew was the first one I saw.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have to inquire the Senator from Cole.
Senator from Cole, do you yield?
I yield, Mr. President.
You yield, Senator. You may proceed.
Thank you, Senator, for the knowledge of the body. I know yesterday we had three delightful young pages. I believe the Senator from the 24th had a couple of his daughters here. The Senator from the 15th had his daughter here. And this morning when I walked in, I noticed you have a guest with you today. I guess your little girl is here.
My
baby.
She's
grown up a little compared to the rest of our.
She did not want to be a page for the day.
And are you compensating her for today's duties?
I will not be compensating her, but she was hopeful the Senator from Mercer would compensate her.
You know, the most interesting part of this discussion that no one really even knows is happening right now is as long as you and I stand here and talk, the Senator from Lewis is stuck.
I know it. Let's keep talking.
Okay, I just wanted a chance to. I noticed when I walked in that your little girl, who's been gone to college all year, has made it back.
Right.
And she's now, I guess, spending the final week with you. The rest of the family's been here on a couple of occasions. Your wife here last week.
Right.
And as everyone is kind of having their family walk through here today, and I wanted to make sure we had a chance to acknowledge the part of your family that hasn't spent much time with us this year.
If introductions were still allowed, I would recognize my daughter, Carol, who's to my left in the purple. But since they're not, I won't be able to do that.
I understand, Senator. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you,
Mr. President.
Senator from Cape. Were you seeking recognition?
Yeah, Mr. President. No, I was going to.
What were you seeking recognition for?
To inquire the Senator from Phelps.
Senator from Phelps, do you yield to the Senator from Cape?
I do.
Are you going to offer an amendment?
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. If you could do that, that'll give us a couple amendments here. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from Phelps, what purpose do you seek recognition?
Mr. President, I have an amendment for the bill before the body, House Bill 412. I'd like to send it forward.
Please send it forward.
It has been distributed, and I waive the reading.
Hearing no objection, the reading will be waived. Senator Phelps, would you like to move for the adoption and explain the amendment?
I move for Senate Amendment Number 1 to House Bill 412.
You want to explain that?
Yes. And what this amendment is actually Senate Bill 29. It's exactly what we passed out of the Senate early in session. There has been one amendment added that was an agreement between Board of Pharmacy, getting some language straightened out that satisfies the Senator from Buchanan. And I think this is a very good piece of legislation. It fits well on the Legend Drug Bill, and it might save some problems with all the amendments that we've gained from the House. Any questions I'd like to answer?
Heard the motion of the Senator from Phelps. Does any senator wish to speak on that motion? Senator from Clay. What purpose do you seek recognition?
To inquire the Senator from Phelps.
Senator from Phelps, do you yield?
I do.
He yields, Senator. You may proceed.
Thanks, Senator, for the inquiry, and I apologize. I was kind of doing conference committee work over here on the side. So you were discussing your amendment to what? Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 412. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
And what's the underlying motion that we've got here to take this up and pass this, or where are we in the process?
Are you talking about the House bill or the amendment?
Okay, let's talk about the amendment first. You just moved for the adoption of the amendment?
Right.
Okay. And then the underlying motion is for the adoption of Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 412.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then what does your amendment do now?
My amendment is Senate Bill 29 that we passed out earlier that dealt with the veterinary legend drugs.
So
it's exactly the same thing. And I think the rest of this bill has been passed through this chamber earlier as well. And they kind of fit together, both legend drugs. One deals with a human legend drug. Mine deals with a veterinary legend drug.
Okay, so yours is exactly, and it didn't the senator from Buchanan put an amendment on your Senate Bill 29?
The senator from where?
Buchanan.
There is an amendment that is an agreement between the Board of Pharmacy, his constituents, and everybody seems to be happy with that amendment, President.
And it's in your
amendment?
It's in
this, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Was that the senator from Buchanan that did that, or was that the senator from Andrew that did that?
Senator from Buchanan brought the original amendment forward, and there was an agreement worked out between the Board of Pharmacy, something that would work for them under their practice act and legal and be legal for them as well as a constituent.
Well, I tell you what, I'll probably just ask of him on that. And
yes.
Then who's got the underlying bill is the senator from the crackling microphone district, isn't it?
The underlying bill is Senator from Christian.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Senator. I appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
Mr. President.
Senator from Clay.
May I inquire of the senator from Buchanan?
Senator from Buchanan, you yield.
I do.
He yields. Senator, you may proceed.
Senator, I just want to check on the amendment. I'm trying to make sure that my memory is correct. You had an amendment on the bill, and your amendment's in here?
Yes, it is. Actually, it's not my amendment, but there is a provision at the very end of the bill on page 10, or very end of the amendment, I mean, on page 10, and it's been okayed by the veterinary wholesaler in my district, which is UPCO.
Okay.
You know, while you're inquiring me, I thought I might, you might be interested to know that there is a person sitting over here on the couch who's very interested in this legislation.
Is that right?
And her name is Karen Bondraley, and she's my second cousin, and she used to work for the AP, and so we used to see her on TV when she was in Washington, and you know when they would have those press conferences in the White House?
Yeah.
And it was, I think President Clinton was the president, and she would ask questions, and so she's interested in all the legislation that we do, and I just thought you might be interested
in
that.
I can't actually see her. You might want to ask her if she'd stand up so I can actually see her. I've actually seen her. So if it wasn't beyond the time that we could introduce very special guests to the Missouri Senate, you probably would have introduced her as a very special guest to the Missouri Senate.
I would have introduced her, but I can't do it because it's against the rules.
And we would have welcomed her to the Missouri Senate if we could still introduce people here. But in lieu of that, we're really happy to have her here.
Yes, we very much are. Thank you so much for letting me do that. Thank
yeah,
you.
Hey, I'm just here to serve. Just here to serve. Senator, I just want to make sure you were okay.
I am. Thank you so much.
And everything is fine. And the underlying bill is kind of also in your area of expertise. You're okay with the underlying bill and all that sort of good stuff?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Thank you
very much. Mr. President.
Senator from Clay.
May I inquire of the, I almost hate to do this, but may I inquire of the senator from Christian?
Senator from Christian. Do you yield to the senator from Clay? He yields. Senator, you may proceed.
You know,
my microphone's working too.
It's a really good idea if maybe you don't use your microphone. This is that clinical trial language that we talked about.
We voted for it twice in this body already. It's just for human clinical trials, the legend drugs allow them to come into the state of Missouri.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're on the motion of the senator from Phelps. Does any other senator wish to speak on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you recognize to close.
I close.
Senator from Phelps has moved the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 1 to Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 412. All in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Cape, are you seeking recognition?
I am, Mr. President, to
Talk to the senator from the 11th. Oh, it's coming. Can I inquire the senator from the 11th?
Senator from the 11th, do you yield?
I yield happily, Madam
President. Senator. You may proceed.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator. How are you doing?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Can you copy and distribute that?
Are you just trying to get an amendment?
I am. I just kind of wanted to see how things were going today and see how you were doing. And
I'm hanging in there okay. How about yourself?
You know,
you haven't been up much really
well,
today.
Well, to tell you the truth, we went so late last night that I got in late and I didn't get to catch the event, nor did I get to watch Monday night WWE Raw. So, yeah, I'm kind of cranky because usually I like to watch the WWE Monday Night Raw.
Now I noticed,
and I didn't get to watch that.
I would notice your habit lately has been you're into the last week and you start growing the beard the last week.
Pretty much, that's about a 5-year tradition now. So
I've grown it the last week, just because.
Pretty much, yeah. I start that weekend, and
hey, I meant to ask you.
It helps. It helps my hunter trapper killer mode
right.
That I like when.
Let me ask you about. The senator from the 10th has largely disintegrated my wall of fear that I had out there around my office between the house and my office. You know, I had barbed wire, intimidation. You know, they knew not to cross.
Right.
How's yours going? I mean,
mine seems to be.
Do you have a lot of bounding? Do you have a lot of bounding house members coming over to you all the time?
I really don't. I don't have any house members coming over. I don't have any lobbyists coming over.
Well, the senator from the 10th from the 10th has, you know, like, completely ruined the foundation of my wall to where it's collapsed. And now I have bounding minority House members, minority party coming over, you know, telling me to save them and all this and all. And really, the first 2 or 3 years, I had created such an aura of fear that I was largely unbothered. But now they're all, you know, some of them have bow ties on, some of them have this, some of them are friends of the.
You
center.
Know what I would do?
Some
Senator?
Of them are friends from the center from the 10th from South Kansas City, and I go, why are you coming to ask me for your help? I don't like you.
Well, Senator, what I would do is I would invite.
I never liked you. I mean, why are you asking me for help? I mean, do you think we're colleagues? Do you think we're equals? It takes 5 of you to make 1 of me.
I like it. I agree.
And what I love is when we go to conference now, we're starting to be a Senate again and saying, take it or leave it.
Exactly. And
got
I
an
think,
issue? Got an issue? Grab a tissue. Nice and easy, lemon squeezy.
I like it. But to help my counsel would be to get your aura back, is I'd invite about 3 or 4 of those House members over, and then I would call a meeting with Hoppy, Tom Hoppy, and I would kick Hoppy in the stomach and say, if you ever, ever try to get me to do something that House wants, I'll kick you again in front of those 3 or 4 House members. And I would just tell Hoppy he's just got to take one for the team.
Yeah, or he could wear like some sort of Kevlar.
Well, he could put a phone book on.
Yeah,
probably a St.
Like
Louis
that.
City phone book or a Kansas City phone
yeah.
book.
Yeah.
Because St. Louis, you know, the population's going down there, so you probably want a growing population phone book.
But, you know, I told you last year, I think, toward the end about that data center thing.
I had
them all, you know, burrowing under the foundation and all coming over trying to get that thing on there. And I'd made a commitment to you, and they don't seem to ever understand over here that when you make a commitment, A, and then also when you try to get something on a bill that involves economic development and tax credits, the simple explanation that I would give them, that I assumed the senator from Cape, unless you have anesthetized him, would probably be able to kill that the last day.
Gotcha.
But they never seem to understand those logical conclusions and speculations.
I hear you.
Your amendment is done.
I appreciate the inquiry, and we'll probably do it a little bit more as this last week rolls on. But I really do appreciate the time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. President, I have an amendment.
Send your amendment forward. Has it been distributed?
It has been distributed. I would request a waiver of the reading.
Hearing no objection, the reading will be waived.
Mr. President, for the benefit of the body, the amendment ends in point 02S. Mr. President, what this legislation would do is it would reauthorize the Senior RX program to sunset on August 28, 2014. Be happy to answer any questions. Otherwise, I renew my motion on the adoption of the amendment.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Cape. Does any senator wish to speak on that motion? Senator from the 13th, what purpose do you seek recognition?
To inquire the senator from Boone.
Senator from Boone, do you yield to the senator from 13th? He yields, Senator. You may proceed.
Okay, how much money did we put in the budget for the Senior RX?
About $19 million.
What was the estimate it would cost to continue it? $19 million?
$19 million.
So it's funded for the next year?
Yes.
And the House funded it, and then in conference we agreed to the funding of it?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
We're on the motion. Senator from Cape, does any other senator wish to speak on that motion? Senator from the 34th, what purpose do you seek recognition?
To inquire of the senator from Cape.
Senator from Cape, do you yield? He yields, Senator. You may proceed.
I noticed that you put a three-year sunset on.
I put a sunset on it so that it ends in the year in which then Obamacare is supposed to kick in, starting on August 28th.
Okay. I just wondered if 3 years, because, you know, we're going to be talking about other sunsets, and I just wanted to know if you thought a three-year sunset was appropriate on things.
Actually, I like two-year sunsets more than anything else, but this is the year in which Obamacare is supposed to kick in, so that's why I picked that year.
Okay. Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from the First, what purpose are you seeking recognition?
Inquire the senator from Cape, Mr.
Senator
President.
Senator from Cape, do you yield?
I yield.
He yields, Senator. You may proceed.
So thank you, Senator, for yielding. So as we heard from the senator from the 13th, inquire the senator from Boone, that the money is in the budget this next year for the Senior RX program.
There is money that, I guess the best way, and I don't want to speak for the senator from Boone, that the way I look at it is, there is appropriation authority for the Missouri RX program, but if this legislation does not pass between now and May 13th at 6 p.m. or in a special session called by the governor, if he so chooses, then that money would lapse. So just because there's spending authority from Senior RX, if the statutory authorization of the program is not renewed, then that money will lapse.
Okay, and is it your understanding that in the entirety of that money is general revenue?
No, it's GR-like. Actually, we use tobacco fund settlements, I think, or that was what we used to do in the past. I didn't really look at that very closely because we took that money out on the Senate side, and then it came back in during conference. But I think what we call it is GR-like, and it's GR, but it's actually tobacco. It's got GR properties, meaning we could spend it anywhere we want, but it's actually tobacco settlement funds.
And has it been since the inception of this program that we use the tobacco settlement money for?
I don't know that. I think we used GR at the original inception, and then we sort of converted over to the tobacco settlement GR fund, like, because it first started off, it was like a $2 or $3 million program, and then it's blossomed and grown from there, just like every other weed program the state creates.
And is this program subject to appropriation?
You know, there's a debate about that, quite honestly, and I believe that it's an entitlement program. So even though the senator from Boone says that we put $13 million in appropriation authority, what you will see next session, I predict, is a supplemental. Just like I had my arguments this session in caucus, I lost. Everyone said we, you know, passed a balanced budget, but then we put this supplemental out, and, you know, it caseload growth and Medicaid and everything else. We ended up, you know, spending more money in last year's budget, and I think we'll do it again, and I think this is possibly one area that we will do it. So I don't know that it's actually subject to appropriations in the traditional sense of subject to appropriations. Once you qualify for this program, you're going to get your benefits, and just like Medicaid, we'll throw it into a supplemental to pay for all of that. For instance, we won't reduce benefits to the $13 million of the appropriation authority. If more people get on the program, I think you'll see a supplemental to spend more money, just like we do in Medicaid.
And why is it that Medicare Part D program from the federal government doesn't cover, you know, this area as far as...
You want my opinion?
Yeah.
My opinion is that President Bush at the time and the members of the Republican Party that were trying to push all of that had only so much money they were going to spend, so they reverse engineered Medicare Part D to meet that spending authority that they estimated the cost of Medicare Part D to. And the way that they reverse engineered it is they said they would cover money from zero up to this level, stop covering people in the middle, and then cover people on the high end. So there's a hole,
right,
that's actually in Medicare Part D. And it just so happens, I don't think by coincidence, that the brilliance of the federalities place the hole where everyone is. That's where the vast number of the population is.
Right.
So they basically said, if you're uber, uber poor, we'll help you. And if you have this uber, uber catastrophic event, we'll help you. But all the normal people, we're going to leave you out of Medicare Part D. So in our infinite wisdom as a state, we came in and said, we'll fill that vacuum. And that's what we do.
So this program then was born out of fixing a hole in a program that was created by the federal government. Did you support this program when it was passed at the state level?
I did.
You did?
I did.
Okay. So we're using $13 million worth of GR-like money.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, in going into again, very difficult budget year next year.
Correct.
That I guess we're making the decision, since this is not a program that's subject to appropriation, that mm-hmm. this is a priority.
Well,
the idea that we're renewing this thing, or that you're trying to renew it.
Just to lay it all out, I don't think we could not renew this program this session. I believe the governor would call a special session. I think he would be tickled to death. I believe that since the Speaker of the House is running for Lieutenant Governor and wants to be the chief senior advocate, that the Speaker would join the Lieutenant Governor in calling for a special session to renew the Senior RX program. It then would all come into the Senate. And then it's into the Senate to either adjourn that special session and do nothing. I just don't think this Senate is prepared to do that. And
so you're saying let's do it now, huh?
Yeah. In my calculation, if we're going to do this anyway, why would we do it in a special session that costs taxpayers $100,000 a week, knowing fully well that it takes 2 weeks to get any bill kind of through the committee process, through everything else? Why would we do that? And we've had these discussions in caucus, and we've had these discussions on the floor, when I don't think we as a Senate are honestly prepared to end this program.
Okay.
Now, I'm with you. If we want to end it, let's end it. But if we say we're going to end it during the regular session, we are going to end it in the special session too. And that means that we're dug in. Doesn't matter if the governor calls us into one special session, two special sessions. Doesn't matter if there's 50,000 seniors in buses out here that say, give us our drugs. Doesn't matter if we have Al Gore eat dog food in protest that his mom had to eat dog food instead of get prescription drugs. You know, even though Al Gore is a multimillionaire, I always ask why Al just didn't buy his mom her prescription drugs.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, I guess that's on Al Gore.
Good. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Thanks. Mr. President.
Senator from the first.
Could I inquire the Senator from the 13th?
Senator from the 13th. Senator from the 13th. Senator from the 13th. Would you yield to the Senator from the first?
Yes.
He yields, Senator. You may proceed.
Senator, you know, with your years of experience and wisdom in the process,
that's why I dye my hair white.
There was some type of signal that you were trying to send me,
and
I just couldn't pick it up. So I just wonder if you maybe had
the
a
senator from Cape has been saying 13 million.
Right.
Okay. When I inquired the senator from Boone, it was 19 million. So I was doing 1, 5 plus 4 is 19, not 1, 3. That's
right.
What I was doing for you.
Okay. All right. You're just trying
don't
to
give you slipped and said 13. So I was trying to give him signals to give you the.
Actually, I think you're both right because I think that there's something to do with the actual rebates. It's actually 13 million that is our GR-like number if we weren't to fund it. But because of us putting the 13 million up, it actually becomes 19 million.
Okay.
I think that's right, something like that, if I recall.
Okay.
But anyway, thank you. Appreciate it.
It's always a pleasure. How's your day going?
Great.
Good.
Great.
Good.
Can't wait till Friday.
You have any legislation? How's your
Do I have any legislation?
Your legislative package?
They're all in the informal calendar.
How's the red lights doing?
The what?
Red lights.
Oh, I don't even worry about that issue anymore.
You've taken my advice. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Mr. President.
We're on the motion of the Senator from Cape. Does any other senator wish to speak on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Close.
Senator from Cape has moved for the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 2. All in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You've adopted Senate Amendment Number 2. We're back on the motion to the Senator from Christian. Does any senator wish to speak on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
The senator from Christian has moved to the adoption of Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 412. All in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You've adopted Senate Substitute. Senator from Christian, you are recognized for the third read motion.
Mr. President, I move that House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 412 as amended by the Senate Committee Substitute be read a third time and finally passed.
Senator from Christian has made the third read motion for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 412. Does any senator wish to speak on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you recognize to close.
I close.
Senator from Stoddard.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you refer the Senate Committee Substitute for the House Committee Substitute for House Bill 412 to Ways and Means and Fiscal Oversight?
It will be so referred. Next up on that calendar is House Bill 265, Senator from... I'm sorry. House Bill 407, Senator from Polk.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that House Bill number 407 be taken up for third reading and finally passed.
Heard the motion, Senator from Polk. All in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Polk.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that House Bill number 407 be third read and finally passed.
Would you like to explain that?
I would, Mr. President. This bill in the House basically develops a form through a certificate of insurance by the Department of Insurance that basically is used by the insurance agents, and it's really a consumer protection type form that they're going to develop that can't be changed without the approval of them, the insurance, and the consumer. Before there were some alterations to it, and this just changed it where this form has to be approved by the Department of Insurance for a certificate of insurance to be used.
Senator from Polk has moved that House Committee Substitute for House Bill 407 be read a third time and finally passed. Does any senator wish to speak on that motion? Senator from Cape, what purpose do you seek recognition?
To inquire the senator from Polk.
Senator from Polk, do you yield?
I do.
He yields, Senator. You may proceed.
Sorry, Senator, we're on what bill?
407.
407, okay. And 407, what do it do?
It's a House bill that basically it would give a what they call a certificate of insurance that would verify whatever that form said, that would be what the coverage is of that.
Okay.
Before, they had a form, I think, that was being used, and whether it be attorneys or somebody would change that form or say, I read it this way, and they would sign off on it, and then all of a sudden the consumer or the agent would have coverage they really didn't have.
Okay.
So this would say the certificate of insurance would have to be approved by the Department of Insurance so everybody knows what the coverage is.
Okay, and you've got no Senate floor substitute or a Senate committee substitute. We're just taking up and truly agreeing for
us. Nothing up my sleeve, Senator.
Say again?
Nothing up my sleeve.
Nothing there to take it up and just pass it, okay?
Yeah.
I'm trying to see.
For the record, I don't believe there was any opposition to it at all or nobody testified
against
it.
Okay. The insurance producer may charge a reasonable fee for issuing. Okay. All right. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from Buchanan, what purpose do you seek recognition?
To inquire of the Senator from Polk.
Senator from Polk, do you yield?
I do.
You yield, Senator. You may proceed.
Thank you, Senator. The certificate of insurance thing, it just occurred to me, you know, physicians oftentimes have to have certificates of medical malpractice insurance coverage, and they're requested by hospitals and insurance companies, you know, that with which we do business. And medical malpractice is property and casualty, technically. So I'm just curious, what effect will this have? Will it in any way interfere with the process of getting those certificates and
I'm not totally
make it harder?
Sure, but if it did, in fact, it would make sure that the doctor and the hospital knew exactly what the coverage was, and it would protect both sides. That there would be a certificate of insurance to say, okay, here's what your insurance policy
but
is.
It would be seamless. I mean, as your bill takes effect, there won't be any period of time there when it would be difficult. Like if we're waiting for rules or if we're waiting, I just want to make sure that there's nothing that would impede a physician's ability to get that certificate.
Yeah.
There's
not
nothing.
Not that I know of, Senator.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Mr. President.
We're on the motion of the Senator from Polk. Is it Senator from the 4th? What purpose do you seek recognition?
To inquire the Senator from Polk.
Senator from Polk, do you yield?
I do.
He yields.
Thank
Senator,
you, Senator.
Speed.
I am just getting up to speed on this. If I read this correctly, though, it says no person shall prepare property casualty unless it has been filed with the director of the Department of Insurance. So every certificate of insurance is going to go through the Department of Insurance?
They would approve it. They would have a form used that would be a standard form that they would have to approve so everybody would know what the coverage is.
Oh, so it's just a template form, just a boilerplate, and
right.
But not each individual certificate.
Yeah, that everybody would sign off on. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
We're on the motion of the Senator from Polk. Does any other senator wish to speak on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you recognize to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I renew my motion.
Senator from Polk moves that House Bill 407 be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, call the roll.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 407, an act relating to certificates of insurance for property and casualty insurance coverage. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer,
aye.
Wasson, Wright Jones,
by your vote, 33 ayes, 0 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the titling and, what's that? Let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Staying on that calendar, House Bill 265, Senator from Christian.
President, I move that House Committee Substitute for House Bill 265 with the committee substitute be taken up for third reading and final passage.
Heard the motion, Senator from Christian. All in favor of that motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Christian.
Mr. President, I now move that Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 265 be adopted. I do have a floor substitute, and it has been distributed.
It has been distributed. Send your substitute forward. And hearing no objection, the reading will be waived. For this one right here, 265.
It is. Mr. President, this basically has two bills that this body has previously heard and passed in their identical language. The first one is relating to notifying employers if their licensees lose their license due to non-payment of tax or some other reason, so the employer is not left out in the cold, not knowing that their employee is unlicensed. The other part is some embalmer and funeral director language that we were trying to clean up from a chapter we wrote about 2 years ago. This is basically some cleanup language. Again, we have passed both of these bills out of here in the identical language. If there are any questions, I'd be glad to answer them. Otherwise, I renew my motion.
Senator from Buchanan, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have an amendment.
Has your amendment been distributed?
The amendment has been distributed. I asked for a waiver of the reading, as it's over 50 pages.
Seeing no objection, proceed.
I move for the adoption of the amendment, Mr. President. Basically, this amendment is the Board of Healing Arts language. You know, earlier in the year, we had a series of articles by the St. Louis Post-Dispatch on problems with physicians, and the senator from St. Francis had filed the bill. It was Senate Bill 303, I think. And this amendment is the result of a lot of work with the Board of Healing Arts, Missouri State Medical Association, Missouri Association of Osteopathic Physicians and Surgeons, and other interested parties to come to a consensus as to the best way to proceed. This many, many hours were spent sitting around the table working on this. It makes it easier for the Board of Healing Arts to discipline physicians who are not doing a good job in multiple ways. I'd be glad to go through it if anybody has any questions. But that's the essence of this 55-page amendment, and I renew my motion.
The senator from Buchanan has introduced amendment number one. Does any other senator wish to be heard? Senator from Cape Girardeau, what purpose do you rise?
To inquire the senator from Buchanan.
Senator from Buchanan, do you yield?
Yes.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you for yielding, Senator. I'm trying to find your amendment. Is this big generic amendment?
Well, yes, that's correct. And
okay.
We had it drafted for multiple bills, and so I just took the opportunity to put it on this one.
Okay.
This bill is, the title of it is professional registration, so it fits beautifully.
Okay. So this is what you've worked on with the senator from the third?
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you, Senator. We'll be back. Mr. President.
Senator from Cape.
Can I inquire the senator from the third?
Senator from the third, do you yield?
I yield.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you for yielding, Senator. We are on House Bill 265.
Right.
The senator
amendment
from Christian is handling the bill professional
correct
registration deal,
correct,
and the senator from Buchanan has offered a bill,
book,
an amendment that is actually three or four times bigger than the bill.
That's right.
And
but it fits.
Okay.
You know. Yeah,
and it may well be, but
It was heard in committee.
Right.
But we've had some adjustments. Some would say we've watered it down some, but
okay,
if it's made all the parties agree with it, the main thing is more transparency that's in there, and some clarifications on how to go after some physicians a little quicker as far as suspension, so that they don't have to just send them letters of concern until something happens and they're convicted. But it... when all the doctor groups have said, well, we agree, and all, we don't agree with the whole thing, but we're able to accept it to make sure that we self-police better. I appreciate the senator from Buchanan working with all these groups, from the DOs to the MDs to the other
so
groups.
So this is something you support?
It is.
You've looked at this and,
yes.
and within your committee and
well,
everything, even
the
though
committee,
your bill.
We were talking.
Right.
This is, to me,
right.
I've watered it down a little bit, but I expressed to the doctor, the doctor's groups, I should say, that I thought that it might be better that one of their own
offer it,
and then talk and try to work out the differences.
Okay.
And I was in on the meetings where they were trying to work out the differences and wordsmith it to the point that it did
okay.
something,
right.
but it was not draconian to the medical community as far as policing them. And
okay.
that's the to say that I know every word in it would be inaccurate. To,
right.
to say that I've talked to all parties about every concept in it would be accurate.
Okay. Fair enough. Thank you very much, Senator. Mr. President.
Senator from Cape.
To inquire the Senator from Buchanan.
Senator from Buchanan, do you yield?
Yes.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you for yielding, Senator. And if you would, just briefly overlay, I guess you heard the inquiry with the Senator from the 3rd, what you're doing here to allow BOA to...
I'll be glad to, and in fact, attached to the front of the
summary
is the summary. And if you want, we can go that. But before we do that,
sure.
Senator, would you mind if I point out that there are four young ladies sitting here in front of the dais who are vitally interested in this legislation, since it might affect them? And one of them is actually a relative of mine. Her name is Addie Vondrelli.
Nice.
And her mother. I talked about her before. She used to actually be the correspondent for the AP here in this chamber for 3 years.
Nice.
She used to sit over at that table right over there. Anyway, nice. Addie's here with Lainey Reynolds, Meg Toma, maybe, and Catherine Brooks, and they're going to be pages for the day without compensation.
Well, they look amazing, and we're so glad to have them here in the Senate now. Are they from the St. Joe area?
They're from... Where? Kansas City area.
Kansas City area.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Anyway, I just thought. Anyway.
I'm a St. Louis Cardinal fan. Sorry, guys. You guys are Royals and Chiefs, but we're glad to have you in the Senate anyway. You guys look good up there.
Thank you. Getting back to this, if you look at the summary. The amendment changes the way that the Division of Professional Registration deals with all licensees, not only physicians, but it applies in saying that anybody who doesn't defend themselves against a disciplinary proceeding, then the Administrative Hearing Commission is required to enter a default decision against the person. So that would be the thing that applies to all boards and committees, commissions, or whatever. Now, moving on to the Board of Healing Arts, the website that the board has doesn't list a whole lot of information about physicians, and we felt that the board should be able to list certain information like what school you went to and things like that. And so the amendment expands the stuff that the board can put on there about physicians. It also changes the requirements for physicians licensed in other states to take certain examinations prior to waiving the Missouri exam requirement. And so they can require a different exam, more education or training, like continuing medical education, much like you would have as an attorney.
That's going to be public?
I'm sorry?
That's going to be public or available?
No. It's just that if I'm licensed in, say, Kansas or Illinois, and I want to get a Missouri license, the board can say, you need to take
some more further training before we're going to license you.
Okay.
So rather than say you have to just take an exam, they could say, well, you need to take a certain number of hours of
Understood.
CME or something like that.
Okay.
One of the things that's been just been difficult is the requirement that we have to display our certificate of registration in our office. A lot of doctors get dinged over this because, you know, doctors are mobile. They go here, they go there. And so sometimes getting a new certificate is delayed or it's in the mail and it puts
a Board of Healing Arts or BNDD?
No, the Board of Healing Arts. So let's just say that I'm going to move my office from Main Street to Oak Street. And I have to wait for that certificate of registration so I can put it on the wall to meet that requirement. Once I'm approved, it turns out that people don't really look at it. It's just unnecessary. And so this would remove that.
But you're not talking about the BNDD requirements.
Only the
Bureau of Narcotics and Dangerous
Drugs.
No, it has
nothing to do with
where you are at.
Right, only the professional registration. You know, like they'll issue me one to carry in my pocket. You know, just they probably do you too. I don't know about lawyers, but okay. The next one, the board is required to make individuals applying for a license or holding a license submit to an evaluation of their skills, multidisciplinary evaluation, or a substance abuse evaluation after a contested hearing. If there is reasonable cause to believe that the individual is incompetent, mentally or physically incapacitated, or abuses alcohol or controlled substances. And so then they would issue rules regarding the procedures. I guess right now this tightens it up to make it a little bit easier to make sure that physicians who are a little dated or are suspected of using controlled substances or alcohol, you know, that we have a way to weed them out. The next one is allow the board to discipline licensees for prescribing drugs through the internet without a valid physician-patient relationship and or for being listed on the sex offender registry, any conduct that is unethical or unprofessional involving a minor, knowingly making a false statement to the board, violating a settlement agreement with the board, or for failing to comply with the treatment program. This also is designed to just tighten it up, allow the board to weed out bad doctors.
So the board couldn't do that before?
Well, apparently that's the case. It was not easy with the current language, is the best way for me to describe it.
Really?
The senator from St. Francis said, I may not be able to quote, you know, the exact verbiage, but I can tell you that the board reported to us that the way that the current law is, there were significant difficulties operating under the current law to get this job done.
Okay.
Okay, the next thing is the board's authority to issue an emergency suspension. This is one of the problems that really is the core of the amendment. And there were physicians who had complaints, like multiple women who said that they, sexually abused the patient or inappropriate sexual
things. I understand.
And that under the current process, they could not seem to get these physicians put out of business pending the hearings, and that it could take 2 years even. And this was the major thing that was so sensational in the Post-Dispatch articles. And so what we did was we made it so that the board could file with the Administrative Hearing Commission, and they would have to have a hearing within 5 days. And at that point, the Administrative Hearing Commission could issue the emergency suspension, and then within 45 days of that,
of the 45 days of the board's filing the initial complaint, they would have to have a hearing. So,
and it's all of those things. As I'm reading the summary, it says the board's authority to issue an emergency suspension or restriction of a licensee's license is modified to change the reasons for an emergency suspension or restriction, including. So, if you have sexual conduct with a patient, sexual misconduct with a minor, possession of a controlled substance except for record-keeping violations, use of a controlled substance, any of those things happen, then
right.
you fall into the emergency
suspension. We need to be able to stop those doctors from practicing.
Say again?
We need to be able to stop those physicians from practicing.
I agree.
They just need to be stopped.
I agree.
And so this gives a mechanism that all parties thought was reasonable and would be effective. You know, and so we can just stop these doctors and then give them due process.
Okay.
Okay. So anyway, that gets us to page two, I think. No.
Page three of the summary.
Yeah. Okay, and then the board is authorized to initiate hearings before itself when disciplining a licensee's license for certain things. I can't tell you exactly what those lists of things are.
Okay.
The next
So basically you have original jurisdiction, whereas right now the board is more passive, meaning a complaint has to be filed.
With the administrative hearing
committee. We have a statutory requirement that any time a medical malpractice lawsuit is filed against a particular physician, that the Board of Healing Arts investigates that. It's more passive, another event. This is going to allow the board to be proactive in its evaluations of physicians.
Sounds
okay.
I think so. And then finally, the internet, when doctors who prescribe any drug, controlled substance, or other treatment through the internet, they have to establish a physician-patient relationship and, you know, it's to protect the public, basically.
Okay.
And then there's a part about disciplining athletic trainers. That's basically what the
athletic trainers.
Yeah,
we got a big problem with athletic trainers where they're going around trying to tape people.
The board came to us with a laundry list of problems, and we just tried to address as many of them as we could.
Right. Senator from the third says that there was an incident where a guy held somebody down and wanted to tape their ankles up. So
I don't know.
Probably an unwanted taping.
And I don't know.
Such. So, all right. I appreciate it. Thanks for the explanation, Senator. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We're on your amendment. So, thank you.
We are on amendment number one for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 265 with Senate Committee Substitute. Does any other senator wish to be heard? Senator from Boone, for what purpose do you rise?
Why the Senator from Buchanan.
Senator from Buchanan, do you yield?
Yes, I do.
He does proceed.
Thank you, Senator. And I'm looking through your amendment. You know, I know that there was a bill earlier, and whether it's true or not, we got a lot of emails. I know I did. I think others did, too, about a prohibition on allowing hospitals to list anyone as a doctor who is not an MD or a DO. So that would preclude, for example, PhD psychologists, research scientists from being referred to as doctors. Is that in your amendment?
It isn't, although I'd welcome an amendment to put it in there.
Okay, but what you're telling us now is that is not currently in your amendment.
That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Does any other senator wish to be heard on amendment number one? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I renew my motion.
The senator from Buchanan moves amendment number one to House Committee for House Bill 265 with Senate Committee Substitute be taken up for... be adopted. As many senators of the opinion that motion shall carry, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The amendment has been adopted. Senator from Cape Girardeau.
To inquire the senator from Christian.
Senator from Christian, do you yield?
I yield.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you for yielding, Senator. I'm looking at your Senate substitute, and we're dealing with pre-needs.
Yes.
What are we doing there?
Same bill we passed out of here a couple of weeks ago,
okay.
Senator. It is mostly really cleanup language for the bill. We rewrote a chapter about 2 years ago.
and it pretty much is clean up for that, a few things
that
we found
wrong. So are we
making
it easier? Are we making it easier or harder on these guys? Because I want to make it harder on them.
We're not changing any part of that on the third party. What we've okay. done, there's a few things. Some of this has to do with the board having testing for embalmers.
Right.
We did that in it. We took military.
I'm just more worried about the pre-need contracts.
The only thing we did in that, we do now allow annuities, Senator.
Right.
But the annuity has to give the person back every dime of their money. Even the commission cannot be
so
taken
So you're
out.
Authorizing annuities at this
we
point?
We are authorizing them, but you will get back every penny you paid in. That was the problem in the past. There could be as much as a 12% commission on those.
Right.
And if somebody had like a year to live and bought them and was paying $50 a month, might not even get the commission paid and will get nothing for their funeral. So we said every dime they pay in has to go to the funeral. If the insurance company has to eat the commission, that's their problem.
And you and I have visited about this, and the way that National Prearranged Services was set up and the way that they purchased insurance policies in Texas that were unregulated, and because our sister state, through the guarantee fund agreements that we had with Texas,
absolutely,
the Missouri taxpayers are going to bail out in excess of $100 million the National Prearranged Services pre-needs
no
funeral
way to argue
contracts.
That, Senator. That's basically
and I just want to make sure that we're not doing anything
no.
that makes it easier on these people to sell this snake oil in the manner in which they sold this snake oil for many, many, many years, and then went belly up and then turned around and just through the guarantee associations and the insurance that they had, present a bill to the Missouri taxpayers.
Last thing I'd want to do is go through
okay.
what we did 2 years
so
ago.
So you feel, and I appreciate it as chairman in the House of right. this, having to deal with this firsthand, you feel that we're not opening our way up to a future scandal like we had with the National Prearranged
I'm
Services?
I'm very comfortable with the changes we made, and actually very pleased with the chapter we wrote that this is all that anybody has found any problems with. So
okay.
It's really pretty small stuff.
Okay. Thank you, Senator, and I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President.
We are on the Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for House Committee substitute for House Bill 265. Does any other senator wish to be heard? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
The senator from Christian has moved the Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for House Committee substitute for House Bill 265 be passed. Be adopted. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. It is adopted. Senator from Christian.
I move that House Committee substitute for House Bill 265 as amended by the Senate Committee substitute be read third time and finally passed.
Senator from Christian has moved that House Committee substitute for House Bill 265 as amended be read for third read and finally passed. Does any senator wish to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from Christian moves that House Committee substitute for House Bill. I'm sorry. Senator from Stoddard.
Mr. President, would you refer House Committee substitute to House Bill 265 to Ways and Means and Fiscal Oversight?
The bill shall be so referred. Staying on that calendar, we are on House Bill 484, Senator from Saline.
Mr. President, would you please lay that bill on the informal calendar?
Please place the bill on the informal calendar. Staying on that calendar, we're on House Committee Substitute for House Bill 430 with Senate Committee Substitute, Senator from Saline.
Would you please lay that bill on the informal calendar?
Bill should be placed on the informal calendar. Stay on that calendar. We are on House Bill 1008 with Senate Committee Substitute, Senator from St. Charles.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you please place that bill on the informal calendar?
Bill shall be placed on the informal calendar. Staying on that calendar, we are on House Committee Substitute for House Bill 604 with Senate Committee Substitute, Senior Senator from St. Charles. Senator from the second.
How are you doing?
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that House Bill be brought before the body. House Bill 604 be brought before the body.
Seeing no objection. I'm sorry. Senator from St. Charles has moved that House Committee Substitute for House Bill 604 be placed before the body. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from the second.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that we read the third time and place upon its final passage the House Bill number 604. I have a Senate substitute I would like to send forward. It has been distributed, and I would ask for a waiver of the reading.
Please send it forward. Seeing no objection to the waiver, would you like to explain?
Thank you, Mr. President. What the Senate substitute deals with, first off, the bill deals with parental rights. It's kind of like some of the issues that we dealt with last night in House Bill 648 that basically says that you cannot deny a take a child away from a family because the sole reason is that the parents have a disability. So that language in there, what the Senate substitute does is it just makes that language look exactly like the language we passed last night in 648. Also contained in the bill, it does create a task force on foster care recruitment. Just so the Children's Division can, convene a task force to review the recruitment and licensing and retention of foster and adoptive parents statewide to try to get a better understanding of why people decide to become foster parents. It also does establish an order of preference for placement of a child in foster care, starting with grandparents and relatives, then a trusted adult that has a pre-existing relationship with the child, such as a godparent, and then also, the third, a foster parent who is currently licensed and capable. And then it also does, it creates the Missouri State Foster Care and Adoption Board just to oversee, how we deal with the various different programs that we have on foster care and adoption. It creates the Foster Care and Adoptive Parents Recruitment and Retention Fund. This is for any gifts or donations or transfers that are given to the state that they can use this for the recruitment of foster care family and adoptive families that is there. It also does create a tax checkoff on the your taxing for the adoptive for contributions into the fund, and that does have a sunset. And that's what the bill does, and I will gladly answer any questions. If not, I move for the adoption of the Senate substitute.
The senator from the second moves for the adoption of Senate substitute. Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from the 10th, for what purpose do you rise?
To inquire of the senator from the second.
Senator from the second, do you yield?
Yes.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, what was the bill number that you just brought up?
604.
604. And in that piece, I heard most of your introduction. In that piece, is there a foster parent advisory board piece in there?
Yes, there is.
And in this version of it, thank you. In this version of it, they weigh in on rulemaking that the division has, but they do not get veto power over the division. Is that correct? They're basically, it's an advisor. This has been an issue that's been floated around this session, and there was a compromise, and I want to make sure that this is the compromise.
This wasn't the length, this was added to this bill, so we'll have to look at the actual bill to see if it's in there.
Okay.
I don't know the question off the top of my head, but we can take a second and we can look at that.
Absolutely.
That would be, it's in section 210.617, which would be on that's on page 15.
Page 15.
Shall draft and provide an independent review of the Children's Division's policies and procedures related to the provision of foster care and adoption in Missouri. In addition, the board shall determine the nature and content of in-service training which shall be provided to foster and adoptive parents in order to improve the provision of foster care and adoption services to children statewide, consistent. And then it goes into how the board shall be put up.
Okay. And then we've got the board shall establish such procedures necessary to review the Children's Division proposed policy and provide written opinions and recommendations for change to the Children's Division within 30 days of the receipt of the proposed policy, provide draft policy suggestions at the request of the Children's Division or in response to issues by the board to the Children's Division for improvements. That's the compromise language.
Okay, thank
you, Senator.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Senator from the 2nd is offered Senate substitute for House Committee substitute for House Bill 604. Does any other senator wish to be heard? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close, Mr. President.
Senator from the 2nd renews his motion that the Senate substitute for House Committee substitute for House Bill 604 be adopted. As many are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from the 2nd.
I now move that House Bill number 604 with the Senate substitute be read the third time and placed upon its final passage.
The Senator from the 2nd renews his motion that House Committee substitute for House Bill 604 with Senate substitute be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for House Committee substitute for House Bill 604, an act relating to parental rights. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Pergeson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones,
Senator from the 15th, votes aye. Senator from the 8th, votes aye. Senator from the 1st, votes aye. Senator from Mercer, votes aye. Senator from Howell, votes aye. Senator from St. Francis, votes aye. The bill has received 34 aye and 0 no, has received a constitutional majority, and is declared passed. Without objection, let the journal show the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Staying on that calendar, House Committee substitute for House Bill 111 with Senate Committee substitute. Senator from the 29th. Senator from the 23rd, for what
purpose?
Thank
you, Mr. President. Would you lay that bill on the informal calendar?
That bill should be placed on the informal calendar. Staying on that calendar, House Committee substitute for House Bill 562 with Senate Committee substitute. Senator from the 15th.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Committee substitute for House Committee substitute for House Bill 562 be brought before the body.
Senator has made a motion that House Committee substitute for House Bill 562 with Senate Committee substitute be brought before the body. All those of the opinion say aye.
Aye.
All those to the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from the 15th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that that Senate Committee substitute be adopted. For Senate Committee substitute for House Committee substitute for House Bill be read 562 be read a third time and finally passed.
Be adopted. Would you care to explain your bill?
Yes, Mr. President. This bill deals with a couple of things. First, it's a House bill that changes the composition of the Missouri Children's Services Commission. It provides a task force on prematurity and infant mortality and deals with Sam Pratt's law, which is included, and Nathan's law, which is included in the bill.
I'm sorry, Senator. Are you finished?
Yes.
Thank you. Senator from Cape Girardeau, for what purpose do you rise?
To inquire the senator from the 15th.
Senator from the 15th, do you yield?
I do.
There he does tax, proceed.
There are any tax credits in here?
Not yet. No.
I hear you. Any airtropolises?
Man, I wish, but there isn't.
Oh, I just didn't. I wanted to make sure that Sam's Law was not something that was there. And
the first air traffic controller of the air traffic.
Yeah, exactly, on all of that stuff. Okay. I think I'm just trying to flip through this.
I don't think there's.
Okay.
I don't think there's anything controversial.
This is just kind of an assembly finds and declares premature infants are more than 15 times as likely to die in the first year. So is that, I mean, and we may do this. I just, when do we ever pass a law that says the General Assembly finds and declares? Is this just sort of a preamble to start this task force, I guess?
Yeah, this is the creation. Okay. Yeah, the creation
of the
task force.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's why we're starting the task force on all that?
Yeah.
Okay, in the premature task force. And then we kind of roll into here on more of the task force shall do this and shall do that.
Yeah, it sets forth the membership. And
okay.
The meeting
and then, that's Sam's Law, I guess, or that's Nathan's Law. Or one of them.
For Sam's Law and Nathan's
and
Law.
And Nathan's Law.
In here.
Okay. And then child care facility exemption licensure. $200 per day. The Department of Health and Services. Okay. And then Sam Pratt's Law is, that was Nathan's Law is the preemie. And then Sam Pratt's Law is notifying a child care provider of any criminals that are there. Okay, I got it. And no Senate substitute, no amendments.
No.
Okay, thank you, Senator.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from the 10th, for what purpose do you rise?
To inquire of the Senator from the 15th.
Senator from the 15th, do you yield?
I do.
He does proceed.
Thank you, Senator. Just a couple of questions. On the Children's Services Commission, we're changing the makeup. We're removing the legislators from the commission. Do you know what the reasoning was behind that?
I think the idea was without creating too many more spots to add some professionals in the field to the commission and take out the legislators. I've served on that commission. I think the commission actually recommended that this happen. I think originally the reason why legislators were included was when there would be an issue with a child who was disabled. DESE would say, well, that's a mental health problem. Then the mental health folks would say, well, your child's school age, that's an IEP issue. And I think that was to bring to light some of those challenges by having legislators on there. I think the role of the commission has evolved to be pretty substantive, and I think having additional input from licensed professionals makes a lot of sense.
So then in the practical reality then will be moving forward, how will we become aware of the issues? Are they going to issue a report to the General Assembly? I mean, some of the things that they uncover and some of the investigations that they've had have led to, I think, some reforms in foster care and the way we take care of our foster kids in the state, and then also uncovering some of the issues that you're talking about where the kids are hot potatoed between medical providers and DMH and the school. And so I guess, are we eliminating all of the legislators or just four of the legislators?
There are, let me look here. You've got, with the amended language, instead of four members, there'll be two members from the General Assembly, one from each political party. So instead of four from the Senate, four from the House, it looks like we're going
two and two.
Two and two.
Okay,
all right.
Great. And then we're removing a judge, I'm assuming for the same reason?
Yes.
Just to free up room for people who actually maybe know what they're talking about?
Yeah.
And Last question is relating to the Sam Pratt's law portion.
Yes.
It was brought to my attention that we're making an exemption for religious child care facilities. So my concern is, are we basically saying that it's okay for someone with criminal charges to run a daycare out of a church, but not if it's not in a church?
I wish I could probably speak to that better as to what the rationale was in the House as to why that was excluded. I would surmise to avoid potential church-state issues, I suppose. I don't know. I mean, I certainly wouldn't want that to be the message.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know if the senator from the 11th had any input on that.
He actually, yeah, he said that churches aren't licensed right now in that. And he said he was also making fun of your suit. So.
Thanks. Well.
I didn't know what the exemption was, but it may be that they're currently not licensed anyway, and so it's okay for them to employ criminals to
that
run their
That sounds right to me,
because
I believe there's been some debate over that the last couple of years, as I recall, about those institutions being.
Well, I appreciate your time,
Thanks
Senator.
Thanks for the
inquiry. Senator from the 11th, for what purpose do you rise? Senator from the 15th, you yield?
I yield.
He does proceed.
Nice suit, Senator.
Thank you. You know, you were supposed to wear one today, isn't that right?
I was, but I failed in that mission. It's stuck at the dry cleaners.
Isn't it true, Senator, that you said you would wear one?
I said I would try.
You would try, okay.
And try and try again. And I was surprised you did not legally know that answer, you know, since you are Matlock today. So
the German know. Matlock.
Yeah. They're an unusually tall, disturbing Matlock.
The stripes, I think, are slimming, though.
Hey, the only question I had really was, we're removing, I know you. I didn't quite hear the answer because of clutter noise from the center from Johnson, but why we're removing the legislators, why are we removing the judges? Did I understand that correct? Off of the Children's Services Commission? Are we removing the judges?
I don't believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, I believe there's two judges currently. We're going to one.
Okay. And is that just to streamline? Or
yeah.
Okay. And the feeling was that they would represent the court issue and adequate, and they don't need two to do that, I guess? Okay. The other last question I had is, are there FTEs being added in this?
No, I don't think so.
Because I thought the fiscal note said unknown to cost GR, but greater than 100,000. And I thought that there were several FTEs being that will be needed.
I'm looking at the fiscal note. I see zeros across the board. I don't see any FTEs being added.
Okay.
I mean, we're changing the we're changing the composition of the.
So that doesn't necessarily mean that there's any FTEs being involved.
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you, Senator.
Senator from the 7th, for what purpose do you rise?
To inquire of the senator from St. Louis County, the 15th.
Senator from the 15th, do you yield?
I do.
He does proceed.
We're talking about child care providers in here, and I don't see anything in here, but just wanted to make sure I ask. Is there any QRS language in here, that quality rating service that we've managed to kill for 5 years in the legislature? I just want to make sure it's not in here. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do. I don't think so, Senator, but we can spend the time to verify that, though, because I don't think so. That was Senator Shields' language, I think, wasn't it, for a number of years?
Yeah, it was.
Uh-oh.
Ooh. It wasn't me.
It sounded like your ringer, though.
It wasn't. Absolutely not.
There are no cell phones allowed in use in the Missouri Senate chambers.
Senator, I don't...
Proceed.
I don't believe so, but let me...
Okay. Just watch it, because obviously that is something really controversial in both bodies that we've been watching.
And I agreed to carry this because it wasn't controversial.
Okay.
So I don't think it's in here. It's not in here.
Okay. All righty. Thank you very much, Senator.
Thanks.
Senator from the 10th, for what purpose do you rise?
To inquire of the senator from the 15th.
Senator from the 15th, you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Sorry, Senator. I wasn't done, I guess. I do have some concerns about this Sam Pratz law. Apparently, the whole law is set up to investigate child care providers who are exempt from licensure. So we're basically saying that we are going to do a criminal background check on those unlicensed providers.
Okay.
But we have carved out an exception for religious daycare providers. And I just don't know that that's best in the best interest of the safety of our children. My thought is, at this point, in order to keep this bill moving, I'm going to ask Senate Research, if they could, to prepare an amendment that would remove the exemption for religious daycare providers, and I'd like to offer it on the floor.
Sure.
It seems to me that if we're going to be doing criminal background checks on unlicensed daycare providers, that we should do them on all of unlicensed daycare providers and not just one portion. I hate to slow things down. I'm going to have them prepare that.
Hey, it's the Missouri Senate. That's fine.
It's our job.
Yeah. You know what? Why don't I do this? Why don't I lay the bill over on the informal calendar, Senator?
I will yield to you for that purpose.
The bill shall be laid over on the informal calendar. Wait a minute. Senator from the 15th. Senator from the 15th. Are you requesting the bill be laid over?
I believe I was clear about that, but yes, if I wasn't,
the secretary,
I would ask that
no.
The bill be laid on the informal calendar, as the Secretary of Senate is looking at me very intently.
The yes. Bill shall be laid on the informal, placed on the informal calendar. Senator from the 23rd.
President, would you ask the Secretary of Senate if there are messages from the House? If there are, would you please have those read?
There are. Please read them.
Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has adopted Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 798, House Bill 141, House Bill 153, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 363, House Bill 415, and House Bill 813, and has taken up and passed Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 798, House Bill 141, House Bill 153, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 363, House Bill 415, and House Bill 813. Also, the House has adopted Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 307 and House Bill 812, and has taken up and passed Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 307 and House Bill 812. Also, the House has adopted Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 388 and has taken up and passed Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 388. Also, the House has adopted Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 631 and has taken up and passed Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 631. Also, the House has adopted Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 270 and has taken up and passed Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 270. Also, the House has adopted Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 186 and has taken up and passed Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 186. Also, the House has adopted Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 149 and has taken up and passed Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 149. Also, the House refuses to recede from its position on House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 250 as amended and grants the Senate a conference thereon. Also, the House refuses to recede from its position on House Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 29 as amended and grants the Senate a conference thereon. Respectfully, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you recognize the senator from Jackson, 8th District, for a privilege motion?
Senator from the 8th.
The Senate refused to concur with House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 270 as amended and request the House recede from its position and failing to do so grant the Senate a conference thereon. Senate Bill 270 was the removal of February and June election days. They have put February back in and added a bunch of amendments. I just want to go to conference to go over some of those amendments and come up with a conference committee report.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of the 8th. Does any other senator wish to be heard? Senator from the 13th, for what purpose do you rise?
Can we go through some of those amendments? Because
Senator from the 13th, for what purpose do you rise?
To inquire the Senator from the 8th.
Senator from the 8th, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
I will be glad to put together a list of those amendments. I do not have those readily accessible. It was done last night, and so we'll get a list and we'll get it to your office of all those amendments. And if there's anything in there that you oppose and you want taken out, I'll be glad to.
Yeah,
to fight
I just
that
don't
position.
Want to, just like I did with the senator from, don't tell me, Phelps. I don't want you to do all this work and something comes back that's highly controversial. That's why I try to ask the questions, and I don't know what it is, but normally before senators take these motions up, we have laying on the desk what amendments they had so we can talk about them. I don't have that on my desk.
I will do what the Senator of St. Francis did earlier and put together a list of everything that's in there from all the amendments that were added. I will get that distributed to all
that's
the offices.
Fine.
And
well,
you just tell me what you don't like, and we will go to make sure, try to get that out of there.
That is fine. But can I ask my colleagues in the future that take this motion up, that if before you take it up, if we could actually have the amendments on the desk that you're asking them to go to conference so we can talk and tell you while you're making this motion what we might have issues with? That's kind of how it always worked in the past. I guess this is a new philosophy, but I prefer to ask the questions about the amendments while we're on the floor.
Okay.
So, thank you.
Thank you, Senator.
We're on the motion from the Senator from the 8th. Does any other senator wish to be heard? Seeing none, we're on the motion from the Senator from the 8th. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
As many of the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you recognize the senator from Christian on a privilege motion?
Senator from Christian.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate refuse to concur on House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 284 as amended and request the House to recede from its position or, failing to do so, grant the Senate a conference thereon.
We're on a motion from the senator from Christian. Does any other senator wish to be heard? Senator from the 13th, for what purpose do you rise?
To inquire the senator from Christian.
Senator from Christian, do you yield?
I yield.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, what bill are we on?
This is 284, and basically...
House bill or Senate bill?
Senate bill.
Senate
that
bill.
They have amended. There are two amendments on it. There are now basically three parts to it. Two parts we have passed out of this body, and they're identical language to what we have passed. The third part we have not seen, and I'm uncomfortable with that. And... that's just my feeling, I guess, but it's the part that where you have a pill that takes the place of intravenous for chemotherapy, and it's quite a bit of cost. It's a mandate on the insurance companies.
Let me ask you a procedural. Once again, normally when you come and bring these motions up, I've always had on the desk the amendments on my desk that they passed on your bill while you take this motion up. Is there something we've changed in policy this year that we don't get that information when everyone's making these motions? Is there something that has changed? All right, I'm getting the word I'm going to be talked to. Okay, thank you.
President.
Senator from Mercer, for what purpose do you rise?
To inquire the senator from the 13th.
Senator from the 13th, you yield.
I yield.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. I think you raise a valid point, and we had a lot of new folks in here this year, and so I want to kind of set the expectation of what we do from here on. A couple of years ago, the former senator from the 8th,
my legal counsel.
Your legal counsel.
My co-counsel.
I guess Matt Bartle.
One.
Matt started requesting and actually became the president. Mr. President, if you're going to be in the chair, you're going to have to be faster.
Senator from the 8th, behave yourself.
The former senator from the 8th, Matt Bartle, started requesting whenever, anytime a big bill would come forward, he would ask for a spreadsheet. And the senator from CAPE had put one together on, I think it was 282. I have sent out several. Essentially what it is, it's all the items that are in the bill and then a short description what it is. It's a quick and easy way for the members to go through it, and I just wanted to bring that up because it's one of those things that I have found very helpful. It minimizes questions. It helps us expedite the process. And so as the members go into conference and come back out, as you have big bills come over that the House is loaded up, you may want to keep that in mind as a tool that we have used in the past to make the body function as smoothly and as promptly as possible. Is that, Senator from the 13th, would you agree?
I agree with you 1,000%.
Okay, let's stop right there.
Well, but even when we were in the House, when you come up and take these motions, we always had the packet to page through it if we did not have the summary like the former senator from the 8th. And this is the time when everything gets snuck in, and the people out in the hallways know what's in the bill, but we don't know what's in the bill because they've been working the process. So it's not to slow down any of my colleagues' legislation, but I don't want to sit in June and read about something I voted on that I did not know was in. So that's what I would ask.
Yeah.
Thank you for bringing that to everyone.
Senator, just for your point and back to your point and for the body's knowledge, I would say as we enter the last 2 to 3 days, I know the senator from Cape has on many occasions asked for the spreadsheet. I would imagine that I am going to begin asking for the spreadsheet. I know that on a couple of the bills they're sending back of mine, they've added 20-plus amendments to it. So there's a lot of stuff flying around out there, and especially in tough budget times, we need to be really diligent about what we let slide through here. So I just wanted to bring that up. Thank you, Senator from the 13th. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you.
For what purpose do you rise? We're on the motion from the senator from Christian. Does any other senator wish to be heard? Senator from the 2nd, for what purpose do you rise?
I inquire of the senator from Nottoway.
Senator from Mercer, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
I just wanted to point out that maybe if you'd have given a spreadsheet to the governor, he wouldn't have vetoed all your legislation.
You know, I think that was part of the problem. I sent the spreadsheet, so they were actually able to read this one.
Ah, very good.
And so they vetoed it. But the good news is he's vetoed. I've sent him two. He's vetoed them both. But we had a great conversation last night, and I'm going to send one of them back to him with a couple small changes, and he's assured me he'll sign this time.
Wow.
So I'm going to be batting 50% by the end of the week anyway.
Well, it looks like your college.
Thank you.
Senator from the 1st, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Could I inquire of you?
Absolutely.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. After reviewing the Senate rules, I'm quite sure that it is within the rules to wear a seersucker suit on the Senate floor. But maybe you might be able to assist me. Is it within the Senate rules to wear a pair of golf shoes on the Senate floor?
Secretary assures me there is no such rule.
So there's no such rule as to not wearing a pair of golf shoes on the Senate floor?
I have no opinion on that, but if you're raising a point of order, I will refer it to the senator from the 25th.
I'll get back to you on that, Mr. President. Thank you.
Thank you for the inquiry. Senator from Atchison, for what purpose do you rise?
To inquire of you.
Proceed.
Mr. If I heard it correctly, I just want to make sure I heard this correctly. When the senator from the 1st asked you a question, your response was the Secretary of the Senate said, I'm just trying to understand if she's now the deciding body or the deciding member of the body.
No, that was my opinion, Senator, but thanks for asking that question.
Thank you, Mr. President.
I have nothing against golf shoes. Senator from the 23rd.
Mr. President, may I inquire of the senator from Cape?
Senator from Cape, do you yield?
I yield.
He does. Proceed.
I'm not going to ask you about your shoes.
Mine are not golf shoes.
Yours aren't golf shoes.
Yeah, mine are kicks, kangaroos.
You and I were having a brief conversation. I guess I have a different recollection of the way that we dealt with bills coming over from the House.
Correct.
Of course, it is within any member's right to question another member about legislation that the House added.
Right.
But my recollection was that the only time we had a prepared document from senators was on something that we were going to be taking action on for a third reading motion.
Well, we actually have prepared documents if you know, depending on how each senator wants to do their calendar books. I like putting them in bins rather than books, and I have bins. What the Senate does prepare and provide to us, just like what's on the calendar, is you'll see Senate bills with House amendments. Now, these have all been dropped, or at least my staff makes sure that they're on my desk as part of all the amendments that are there. But the official amendments come out from the Secretary of the Senate's office when we want to take up and pass them. So if we were going to truly them, not just because we were going to go to conference, but all of the amendments are in the journal, and all of the amendments are accessible in the journal to look up and see where they're at. But that's my understanding of how we've done it in the past.
Yeah, there are situations where the House adds 30 amendments, and we can sit here and go through every single amendment. But the reality is maybe 10 of those end up being on the conference report. And, mm-hmm. I mean, certainly, like I said, any member can ask a question of any other member.
Right. Just
from the standpoint of trying to get everything out of the printer's room that we need to get,
right.
Just ask people to keep that in mind.
Because they've already printed it in the journals.
Yeah, and
I mean, this is what it looks like. These are most of the big amendment bills that we've talked about. I mean, I've already flagged them. I've got them broke down of what was on Senate Bill 29, what was on Senate Bill 71, what was on, you know, 97, 118, you know. So you'll find them in the journal, and you can just.
Well, thank you very much for your
inquiry.
Yep,
thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
We are on the motion from the senator from Christian. Does any other senator wish to be heard? Seeing none, as many senators are of the option that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those that are contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you ask the secretary if there are conferees to read in? If there are, would you please have them read?
There are, and they will read them.
Conference committee appointments on House committee substitute for Senate Bill 250 as amended. Senators Kehoe, Goodman, Engler, Callahan, and Kevany. Conference committee appointments on House committee substitute for Senate Bill 29 as amended. Senators Brown, Dempsey, Crowell, Justice, and Kevany.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate go to the order of business of announcements.
Order of announcements. Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Committee on Education will meet in 10 minutes upon adjournment in SCR 2. Education, SCR 2 in 10 minutes. Thank you.
We're on the order of business of announcements. Senator from the 29th.
Thank you, Mr. President. The continuance of the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 8 upon recess is canceled.
On the order of business of announcements, Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees.
Senate is on the order of business of reports of standing committees. Senator from Clay.
Yes, Mr. President. Your Committee on Health, Mental Health, Seniors, and Families has a report.
Please send that report forward, Senator. And when it arrives, Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Health, Mental Health, Seniors, and Families, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bills 300, 334, and 387, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully, Senator Ridgeway, Chairman.
Senator from Howell.
Mr. President, your Committee on Ways and Means and Fiscal Oversight has a report.
Please send that report forward, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Ways and Means and Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 506, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute here to attach do pass. Respectfully, Senator Pergeson, Chairman.
President recognizes the Judiciary Chairman, Senator from Lawrence.
Mr. President, your Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 600, 337, and 413, begs leave to report it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute here to attach do pass. Respectfully, Senator Goodman, Chairman.
Senator from the 7th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on General Laws has a report.
Please, Senator, send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on General Laws, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 213, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully, Senator Cunningham, Chairman.
Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your hardworking Committee on Education has a report.
Please, Senator, you being studious, please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Education, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 223 and 231, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully, Senator Pierce, Chairman.
Senator from the St. Charles 23rd District.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your committee, on behalf of the Senator from the 15th, your Committee on Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government has a report.
Please send that report forward, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the report when it arrives at the dais.
This is Schmidt, right? Mr. President, your Committee on Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 840, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully, Senator Schmidt, Chairman.
Senator from Lewis.
Mr. President, your Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources has a report.
Please send that report forward. Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 344, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute here to attach do pass. Respectfully, Senator Munslinger, Chairman.
Senator from St. Charles, 23rd District.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand in recess until 3 p.m. this day.
You heard the motion from the Senator from St. Charles, 23rd District, that the Senate shall be in recess until 3 p.m. this afternoon. All in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall be in recess until 3 p.m. this afternoon.